Hey guys, welcome to season two of the Side Hustle Military Podcast. So as we know, 2020 is in full effect, and I want to share with you some valuable information on this first episode, I'm getting things done this year, including my top 10 ways to improve yourself and your side hustle experience in 2020. Welcome to another episode of the Side Hustle Military Podcast, a show made to give you ideas of side hustles and businesses you can start right now from those who have been there and done that. Best of all, you don't even need to be a service member to use any of these ideas. This is your host, Victor De La Flor. I'm a U.S. Marine, inventor, and a side hustler, bringing you a new side hustle military story. This episode is sponsored by our very own Undercover Clip, a simple, effective, and functional way to carry your eyewear inside your Marine and Navy 8-point cover. Use code SIDEHUSTLE for 20% off an order of two or more clips. That's Undercover Clip, and you can find them at undercoverclip.com. Hey guys, hopefully you had a great holiday season. I wanted to start off the year by thanking you, the listeners, for some great feedback and giving me a reason to keep pushing out this content and this knowledge to everyone. It really makes me feel good to know that people are achieving something and starting something new. Now, if you're on the fence about starting a side hustle or a small business or something you haven't tried before, I'm here to tell you, in today's world, you can really do anything you want. Like seriously, anything. If you have internet access and a smartphone or a tablet or a computer, you have access to a majority of the world on the internet, and it's all at your fingertips. And if you want to make extra cash, create a website, or start a full-on side hustle tomorrow, nothing is stopping you. Absolutely nothing. I'll be completely honest. At the beginning of 2019, I didn't know that I'd be starting a podcast or inventing a product that would produce daily sales for like the last 8 months. All I did was take that first step. I decided what I wanted to do. I researched the hell out of it, and I took action. It's really that simple. Now this year, I'm gearing up for some big things, which include pushing my product to new heights and getting it stocked in more stores across the globe. I'll be communicating with and interviewing some inspirational people to get their stories on the podcast. And I've also got a plan to sell on Amazon, and I intend on writing my first book. That's all going to be in 2020, so I'm going to have to manage my time wisely. Not every startup is going to go smooth. Not every side hustle is going to be easy, but you'll never know unless you try it out. And with that, I want to get right into my top 10 tips on how to make your side hustle and business incredible in 2020. Tip number one, invest in yourself. If you wish that you could do something better or learn a new skill, take some time to educate yourself on that thing. Whether it be signing up for school or getting that college degree you've always wanted, or even checking out some YouTube videos on how to build a website. If you're learning something new, you're investing in yourself. So in the last few weeks, I've been watching videos on Amazon selling and car repair videos because you want to be able to make money and save some money too, right? Number two. Read and write. I know it's not everyone's favorite, but it's a solid practice of mine in order to stay ahead of the game. Now, call me a weirdo, but everywhere I go, I carry a small notepad with me, and most times I'll have a book or my Kindle nearby. And why do I do this? Because I like to write down all my ideas. Yes, I have my phone on me, but there's something about putting pen on paper that makes me feel good. So here's my two cents on books. Someone spent a lot of time and effort getting their knowledge and expertise printed on pages. Why not pick up some success tips from all of these authors that laid all the information out for us? My favorite reading app is Overdrive, which connects to your local library. And right now, I'm in the middle of reading The Millionaire Next Door, and I totally recommend it. Number three, set goals. I set mine weekly, monthly, and yearly. I have to, or they'd never get done. So write them down, put them on your calendar, whatever you need to do to remember these things, and have a little celebration when you hit each milestone. That way you know you're on your way to getting the big goal completed. Number four, surround yourself with other great people. Make conversation with anyone. Pick their brains. Ask them questions about their accomplishments. Attend a conference or a training event in your local area. Surround yourself with like-minded folks and others who want to succeed. Remember, you're the average of the five people you surround yourself with. Number five, be persistent. One roadblock doesn't mean stop. It just means find another way. If you don't like the answer you're getting, don't quit. Take a step back, evaluate your situation, shift your approach, and then try it again. Number six, research the hell out of it. Now, this is one of my personal favorites. This is another one that I do almost daily. Exhaust all efforts in educating yourself on your market. Become a master of your niche. The information is out there for the taking. It's up to you to get it. Number seven, have confidence in your abilities. Whatever you're going for, go in knowing that nothing can stop you. You can do whatever you want and accomplish anything as long as you take the first step and simply do it. Number eight, market your business like crazy. With the world at your fingertips, there is absolutely no reason not to get the word out about your business. Use social media to your advantage. You can set up Facebook or Instagram ads in minutes. And if you don't know how to do that, remember steps 2 and 7. Invest in yourself and research the hell out of it. Number 9, get excited about it. Nobody is going to be excited about your product or your business if you're not excited about it. Get involved, create a buzz, and let them know that they can't live without your product or your service. And lastly, number 10, provide value. We all want to make some extra cash, build a business, and live better, but also keep in mind to provide value for your customers. This will not only look good on you and your business, but will assist in getting traction for future customers. Do the right things for the right reasons. Always remember the power of word of mouth and the power of the share button. There you have it, ladies and gentlemen, my top 10 tips on making 2020 the best side hustle year yet. And always remember, keep those goals in sight and have a plan. Hope is never a course of action. Hey, make sure you subscribe to the podcast. We've got some great side hustle stories coming up this season. And if you've gotten any good info out of the podcast, make sure to drop us a 5-star review. Hey, if you want your story featured or want to advertise your business on the Side Hustle Military podcast, you can email me at info@sidehustlemilitary.com. Hey, a big shout out going out to our very own Undercover Clip, the simple, effective, and functional way to carry your eyewear in your Navy or Marine Corps uniform, undercoverclip.com. And if you haven't found your side hustle yet, don't worry, we won't leave you behind. We'll get you there. And remember, you've got the skills and you've got the knowledge. Now it's time to start side hustling.